This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
The closer for my week of buffoonery. So I told you guys that somebody asked me if I was my girlfriend's son's grandfather the other day.
Ouch.
That stung.
Yep.
That stung pretty hard.
That hit you a little
How
bit.
Quickly did you make that Daxify appointment?
I did say, well, I just had it done.
Oh, you
That's
did?
That's the problem.
Oh, damn.
I
Wait,
just had it done.
I thought we were doing a Burt Show field trip to the plastic surgeon. No?
No, I went a couple of weeks ago. I saw Kristen's forehead. I couldn't wait any longer. clearly, I did not get the same results as Kristen. Then there were my Bronco doors I told you guys about a couple of days ago. I couldn't get these things off. I thought it would be really cool. By the way, that whole experience when you see people on their Jeep Wrangler with their doors off or Broncos, highly overrated. It's a highly overrated experience.
Driving around with it?
Yeah, with the doors off. Yeah. Highly. I mean, you have to have your mind on the weather all the time. True. You're never going to have a good hair day ever again. You can't go to a business appointment like that. I can't take Amanda in it because her hair's all over the place. Totally overrated. But I couldn't get the doors off the other day. I'm out there struggling as much as I can. My girlfriend, who weighs 120 pounds, rolls up. Click, 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 click. Doors come right off. Right, that's second. And then the last thing here, I'm just reading over the comments. So on my Insta a couple of days ago, for whatever reason on my camera roll, you know how they come up with your memories from years and years and years ago?
Yep.
I don't know if you saw this one, Mo, but a picture came up for me from way back in the day of me at a bar with Charles Barkley.
Okay.
I don't recall the night.
You don't remember anything about it?
I don't recall the night
this
at all.
It's been a theme for you this week.
Right? So I posted that on Instagram. It's me, Charles Barkley, and my friend Jake, uh-huh. Right? I don't really recall the night too much. In looking at the comments, I now realize it was Cuckoo Room, which have you been to yet?
The Cuckoo Room?
On Crescent Avenue?
Uh-uh.
You really should go.
What's the Cuckoo Room?
It used to be super fun. I'm not sure if it still is, but it used to be super fun. Do you remember Ace from Real World?
No, maybe
you're too young. He owns the place.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's just, it used to be a really, really fun club. It's still open, but I haven't been there in years. Anyway, so I post this picture, and it's me in 20, I think, 13. So I have the beaver cut going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Barkley is right next to me. And my friend Jake is on the other side. And I am hammered. Just hammered. I've got the straw. I'm trying to lick the straw because I don't think my face could find the cup. So I'm I'm searching for the straw with my tongue. And you could see that in the picture.
You can tell, right? All it is from the picture.
Oh, yeah, dude. So people had a field day in the comments, and I'm just now getting to them. I just want to read two of them for you guys. One, for a second, I thought you were my Auntie Sheila. She calls herself a proud Portland lesbian. And the other one was, let me try to find this one. This was great. ChatGPT didn't disappoint here. This photo looks like the opening scene of a buddy comedy titled Wrong Bar, Right Regrets. Left guy, my friend Jake, left guy rolled in with the swagger of a minor league pitcher who just got cut and found out his girlfriend's been texting the bartender. That flat brim hat is doing overtime trying to contain a midlife crisis.
There you
middle guy, which is me, looks like a ventriloquist dummy who came to life and immediately developed a drinking problem. That face says, I've had 2 shots and a Red Bull, and I'm about to fight a jukebox. And about Charles Barkley, it says, and the man on the right, he's got the smile of someone who knows he's in a photo with 2 guys who will be blacked out and crying before midnight. He's not hugging them. He's restraining them from causing another scene. Also, why does the lighting scream Hell's Waiting Room? This isn't a bar. It's purgatory for poor choices.
Oh, my God.
They went wild on you.
And it probably still is.
I would say if you have nights of drinking with Charles Barkley that you don't remember, yes, you had a pretty decent night.
I was about to say that. Right. Right. Subtle flex.
All right, so what's going on with your mom on a night that you can't really quite remember either?
No, it's not a night. It's a segment that I don't remember us doing. And she drunk texted me the context for it, just completely out of nowhere, and I'm trying to figure out what segment she's referencing. So apparently this is something we have talked about on the show. It definitely doesn't come from our bonus content because she don't subscribe. But the context is, this is Saturday night. This is 7:40 p.m. Our last conversation before she texts me is her asking me how the Atlanta United game was. She said, how's the game? I didn't respond because I was busy. And then at 7:40, after me not responding to that text, this is what she sends me. She goes, at the party tonight, every single couple agreed with the butt versus boob guy, even all the women with implants. And I respond, I'm so confused about the context of this.
Like, do that again, one more again?
This is literally coming out of nowhere.
Okay.
We have no prior conversation. It is 7:40 p.m. on Saturday. Her text to me, again, no context, out of nowhere. At the party tonight, every single couple agreed with the butt versus boob guy, even all the women with implants. And then I respond, I'm so confused about the context of this. And then she replies, Aaron, her friend who was holding the party, Aaron started talking about having to get hers redone, which led to a conversation about the next lady who had to have her implants redone, which led to Mark saying, Mark is Aaron's husband, Mark saying he doesn't care about boobs, which led to me saying, Abby had a whole segment on this on the Burt Show about boob guys and butt guys. Her implants redone. And every person agreed boob guys are not nice. Also, no one here looks at their significant other's Instagram followers.
What?
Does any of this ring a bell?
The Instagram followers part, I remember.
We just did that. And
I remember that conversation.
Of course, I had to translate because there's a lot of typos here. But she said the significant others are not looking at each other's Instagram followers, which is a conversation we had recently.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I don't know what she's talking about the boobs versus butt guys.
I don't have a clue.
And the butt guys not being nice.
Would it be from when we were talking about breast reduction?
I literally don't know. I'm like, do we have a debate about whether or not guys are actually into chestier women or they like bustier women on the nether regions?
When did she send this to you?
Saturday at 7:40 p.m.
Okay, so this was before Katie talking about her girlfriend and the reduction.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. So it wasn't that conversation either.
I'm like, what debate did we have about boobs and butts?
I don't ever remember us having a debate about
that's why I'm like, I don't know what cocktail she had that nice, but by all means, please send them to me.
Someone will hit you up and remember that conversation if we had it on the show.
Okay, perfect.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.